on. Can you hear me? Is that on? No? You don't hear me anyway, though. Okay, now it's on. Okay. So I'll start with this. I'm gonna be sharing a bit of my story tonight, and then we're gonna go through Psalm 121. So I knew I was coming to Lipscomb when I was in the sixth grade. I have a bit of Church of Christ roots, but mostly I did summer camp counselor who came to Lipscomb and shared stories about it, and I absolutely loved everything I heard. And I'm not like pushing Lipscomb or for anyone who doesn't go. It just was something that I look forward to from like sixth and seventh grade. And my grandparents live in Franklin, so whenever I would come down, I was like, all right, Grandma, can we go to like Lipscomb? Can we like go look around and stuff? And so I say that just to say that from the time I was like, how old are you, like 13, I had really high expectations of what my Lipscomb experience was gonna look like. So for the next 6 to 7 years, I like put Lipscomb on this huge pedestal and had like complete tunnel vision on Lipscomb and built up really high expectations. Understand like the completeness of this sentence. All of those expectations fell through during my freshman year. And that may sound kind of trivial, but believe me when I say that it was completely earth-shattering. And it was really confusing in a discouraging time. Like I thought, like this is where I'm supposed to be. This is something like I've looked forward to for like 6 years. Everybody who knew me in high school was like, oh, she's obsessed with Nashville and she's going to go to some school called Lipscomb, and nobody had ever heard of it because I'm from Minnesota. So tonight I'm going to talk about faithfulness in uncertain times and when we can't really see what God is doing and when we don't know where he has us. So tonight's text is Psalm 121. So if you have your Bible, if you have it on your phone, you can turn there with me. I'll give you a second. Says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So the first thing I want to draw your attention to is, like, if you have your Bible out, I don't know if it's on, no, it's not on the screen. Right under the title, like, Psalm 121, in my Bible, it's, like, italicized, says a song of the ascents, which most of the time, like, honestly, I've, like, always, like, you don't pay attention to any of that stuff. But as I was preparing this message, something that I was like looking up was like, oh, like what does that mean? So what that means is this psalm was one of the songs that they sang as they were like on like their journey to Jerusalem, as people did like three times a year for their rituals and stuff. So something that's really like what makes that unique is that, so in verse 1 it says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. So this psalmist is, as he's on this journey, as they're singing this song, the psalmist is lifting their eyes up to the mountains. I mean, the psalmist knew that he didn't need to arrive in Jerusalem before God was going to be faithful to him. He knew that God was just as faithful on the journey as God was in the destination. And college is just such a weird journey, and we don't always know, like, where we're going or what the next 4 years are going to look like or what after graduation is going to look like. Or things come at us that we have no idea, like, where that came from or where, like, any, like, never, like, things you never expected often happen. And it's just such a vital time. So many of the decisions that we make during these 4 years really, like, set our trajectory. Just kind of like a journey from, I don't know, where you might be coming from to go to Jerusalem, but just a very, like, nice picture for that. So back to like what my expectations for freshman year, when I just had like a long list of things that I wanted to do, and it wasn't ever something that like I wrote out, like, I want to do this and this and this and this, but because I knew I people who had gone to Lipscomb, it's like, oh, that looks cool. I think I want to be in that, and I think I want to do this. And I tied my identity and success, and like, success means being in this club and being a part of this organization and having these friends. And that really, when that didn't happen, like, understand like that, I literally couldn't fathom like, oh, that's not what freshman year is gonna look like. And that's not what my life's gonna like look out to be. And I actually came in as a pre-law major. And so when I realized that, like, oh, I don't wanna go to law school, I could not, like, if you don't like know me until this year, it won't make sense. But if you knew me last year, when I realized I wasn't gonna be, there was a social club I wanted to pledge, and I wanted to be a pre-law major. And for 6 years, I told myself, I'm gonna be in this social club, and I'm gonna be a pre-law major at Lipscomb. And when I realized I wasn't gonna be in the social club, and I wasn't gonna be this major, I freaked out, because I tied my identity to those things instead of tying my identity to Christ. And instead of stepping into faith and knowing that, like, this is where my faith is and this is where my identity comes from, it broke me because my values were tied to things of this world. Our plans will fail us every single time. We will never. God's plan's going to be greater and more fruitful than ours every single time. I don't know what that might look like for you, but for me, it was a really hard journey to step into fully, like, surrendering to Christ and fully stepping into faith. And now I've called myself a Christian my whole life, but there's a difference between calling yourself a Christian and fully stepping into faith. And it really took Christ stripping down everything that this is what success looks like for me. I'm going to have these friends, and this is what my relationship with this person is going to look like, and this is what everything, this is the internship I'm going to have, this is the job I'm going to have. And it took Christ taking all of those things away from me. There's a passage in, this is not the passage we're even talking about, but there's a verse in 1 Corinthians 1 that the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Sometimes it takes Christ to strip you of all the things that you think you are to really step fully into faith. The second point I want to make is that he will provide you shade when you take that step. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Faith is a foundation that cannot be moved. When we do step into faith, the scriptures say we stand in the gospel and in courage and strength. We stand in Christian liberty and unity, and we stand in the Lord, all with the goal of standing in perfect and complete in the will of God. When we step fully into faith, even when we don't know where Christ is leading us, and even when we don't know the plans he has set out for us, he will not abandon you. Verse 3 says, he will not let your foot slip. Verse 4, he will not slumber nor sleep. Verse 5, the Lord watches over you and your shade at your right hand. He will not let your foot slip. These are promises from the Lord. There's a song, I'm sure you've all heard it, Sea of Victory by Elevation Worship. So as I was literally just this afternoon, I was sitting in Starbucks, and somebody came up to me and was like, oh, what are you talking about tonight? And he reminded me of the song, and I just thought the lyrics were so, like, applicable. Because the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. The God we serve knows only how to triumph, guys. Yes, thank you. When you step into faith, our God knows only how to triumph. These are commands. He will not let your foot slip. What shade looked like for me was God putting people in my life who were, like, really going to walk through faith with me and walk through life with me and be people who I could look up to and look up to through faith, and were really the people who I could call and be like, my life's falling apart, and be like, no, it's not. These are things of this world, and these are not what matters. And sometimes that's what you need. So another thing I just want to encourage you all tonight to do, is be those people for other people. And that's just something that's so important in community, is just to be like somebody that you can reach out to. The Lord, in the last two verses, it says, I actually like the CSB version better than NIV. It says, the Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. That's three times the Lord says he will protect you. He's not going to fail us. Repetition is really important. And then again in Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. When we step into faith, God will have our back. We only need to be still. All evil will be averted for those who Jehovah has as their keeper. And that doesn't mean that we won't face trials and that we won't be tested. And a lot of times that's God putting things in our way to make us stronger and to grow us in different areas of our life. But we, no evil fate put against us will prosper. The Lord shall preserve coming and going. This promise is comprehensive. And it's not only a way of saying, like, always, but it's taking us back to the idea of journey. That the psalmist is saying everything, the psalmist is saying, as he's, like, going out and back into, on this journey back to Jerusalem, the Lord will protect you always when you step into faith. Something that I heard real recently was that when we choose the things of this world, that's like choosing a $1 bill over choosing like a million dollars in like a store. And it's like not knowingly, but choosing faith is choosing the greatest, like more greatness than we could ever imagine. And I just, the last point that I just want to make tonight is that he will go to bat for you. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. So I just want to pray tonight. God, we praise you. We praise you for making each and every one of us fearfully and wonderfully and in your image. We thank you for bringing us here tonight to worship you in the midst of our chaos and in our confusion. Lord, lead us into faith, into fully accepting your will for our lives, even when we can't see what you are doing. Give us a deeper trust that we may get lost in the wonders of your grace. Help us to more clearly observe your presence. Give us a deeper understanding of your will and draw us nearer to your heart and to the things that are not of this world, that we may seek you above everything. May we rejoice in the time we get to spend with you, Father. Whether that be in worship or in prayer or in your word, may we rejoice. Lead us to walk in the way of your love, and may we be Jesus to the least of those. It is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.